going to the hurry-up offense.
Hi and hello and happy holidays, football fans, and welcome to the Dave Dameshek football program presented, as always, by McDonald's All-Day Breakfast. Go get you some of them tender vittles morning, noon, night, always a good decision.
Next time, can they bring us coffee?
You know, we've been chasing this one for a month now, and I regret to say that I'm a little
disappointed. I like the whiskey, I'll be honest with you. That's
where
just me.
Where is the Grimace? Put a call into the Grimace, ASA and PM behind the MVB behind the glass. I want some tender vittles in here
so we can
display how much we're enjoying it.
You say Grimace.
Their coffee's amazing.
You say Grimace, and you know what I think? And we're the elder statesman here, Sheck, so maybe I'm just locking in on you. Do you remember the McDonald's glasses?
Like when
we were just wee lads, McDonald's decided to really hook the kids by saying, hey, if you come here, we've got glasses with pictures of Ronald McDonald
like
and
glasses?
Grimace.
Or like,
no, like
oh, like
yes,
cups.
Yes.
Glasses. Oh, I thought you were saying like goggles.
Yeah, me too, like glasses.
Permanently looking at a clown.
Bicchieri, quattro bicchieri. I mean, they had four Grimace. They had a Ronald McDonald, a Hamburglar, and the Fry Guys.
Mayor McCheese.
Oh, Mayor McCheese. That's what it was.
Mayor
McCheese.
Sure,
McCheese.
I had
a Mayor
It was Mayor McCheese and the Fry Guys on the same one. And it was, we got to get some of those in here. That's what we need.
EBay?
We need the old school McDonald's glasses.
Are you listening, Ronald?
How about
Grimace,
that? Huh? How about
Mayor,
that? Yeah, come
the
on.
The rest of you.
Help us out here.
All right. Let's. So Matt Money Smith,
hello.
Patrick Claibon, Cynthia Freeland all here. We'll say proper hellos in just a second. Let's jump into the hurry up. And this is an important show coming up here. Is it our next show, MVP? Our next show
is
the biggest show on the calendar on the Dave Dameshek football program, the 21st annual Shecky Awards.
21st annual.
That's
huh?
right.
It's been going for a while.
I'll be honest with you. I had to estimate that number. I'm pretty sure that's about right when I started back in Chicago. I started handing out because I recognized that, listen, the Academy Awards have movies.
Yep.
Yep.
Music is covered by the Grammys.
Okay.
TV, the Emmys.
Yep.
All the rest of it, though.
What about stage?
Who's
Does
here?
Anybody cover stage?
They do. The Tonys.
Oh, the Tonys.
The Sheckies, though, have everything else covered for you. It really started out with Fruit of the Year and Condiment of the Year and expanded from there. Now we veer into all manner of subjects, football and beyond. And the exciting news, and I hope it doesn't create any tension in Studio 66 over the course of the next 45 minutes or so, I am surrounded by three nominees for our favorite in-house non-football playing guest, Cynthia Freeman, Patrick Claibon, Matt Money Smith, still raw.
What's your annual? 21st? Yeah, how many years is it going to be that
I don't know.
That I sit here and you don't hand me the award.
Listen, how many years?
Huh?
This is one that is decided by the Czech Republic.
Maybe
they cast the
vote. That's not true. That is not true.
A lifetime achievement award, perhaps.
Yeah, that is. But you know what? I appreciate that.
Was that directed at Matt Money Smith?
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Classic,
it's got to happen sooner or later.
It happened in all those other awards.
Classic Whitlock.
But anyhow, so yes, we're going to be handing out our favorite football playing guest. That's coming up. A grand list of nominees this year. A.J. Hawk is always nominated in that. Who else, MVP? Calais Campbell, Kyle Long, Greg Olson, Jeff Schwartz, Jay Ajayi.
Tough list.
Yeah, I mean, really spectacular performances. Oh, he doesn't count?
Whoa, he played
football.
I mean, he could still get out there. He could still get. Why?
For what? Former offensive lineman.
Come on.
Or in limbo offensive lineman.
Just kidding.
Jeez. Man,
all right,
poor guy's out of a job.
No.
He'd like to get back in, maybe?
I do want to say, but I want to jump into the football talk, but a couple of things, MVP, that we need to handle. We recorded a fair chunk of the Shecky Awards to pull the curtain back. We recorded some of them previously. I have to modify already. One of the most coveted in the last 5 years it started is the best movie that I watched in the calendar year, which isn't to say came out necessarily in that year. It's just one I watched. Empire Strikes Back was on a 2-game win streak, as a matter of fact, 2015 and 2014. It's done. I have to update that award.
Oh, you saw
that's
movie.
How good it is.
Saw a film.
I mean, it had gone MVP. Who did win it already?
You gave it to
Tootsie.
The Freshman,
an underrated movie with Marlon Brando. But you know what? Spoiler alert, I'm replacing that one right here and now.
Who's in that with Brando? Is that Broderick and Brando?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick, the greatest straight man of the generation.
That film is terrible.
Oh, you're up.
That
you're,
film is terrible.
You, please, don't embarrass yourself. See, that's why there aren't the monies, because
Because I don't want to embarrass myself publicly. That's why there's not the monies.
The freshman's terrific, but I'll say this to you. I'm ready to announce it now. The best movie I watched this year is now Rogue One.
Boom.
The third greatest Star Wars movie in history. Did you see it? Yes, Claybon?
Yeah, I'm sensing a theme here. Empire 2 years in a row, well, now
hey,
Rogue
listen,
One.
I like what I like.
You're a Star Wars dork.
Committee of One. I don't have that dork. Are you too cool for school money? Are
no,
you
I
one of these?
Star Wars.
I saw people throwing out Lucasfilm rankings, and it's tough for me to do that because it depends on how I feel at that moment.
Sure.
Okay. And oh, so yeah. You weighed in on
I'm in my Return of the Jedi moods. I'm in my Empire Strikes Back.
Good for you.
And so
that's always what I say about,
cannot rank.
You know, I'm a big REM fan and up and through their first six records. After that, they start to peter out a little bit.
Do you clip it at automatic for the people or do you allow automatic for the people?
I allow automatic for
and
the
then
people.
It ends
it's
there.
A perfect. It's a rainy gray day here in Los Angeles, a little chilly out. I always say automatic for the people is the perfect record for that mood when it's like that. You don't like it.
I'll just hold my tongue.
You don't like that record?
I don't. I clip it right before that.
Is that right?
Yeah. And actually, I almost clip it at green. I think I stop at document.
I hear you.
I think I stop it at document, and I'm good with everything up to document, and then it gets a little shaky.
I hear you.
Just me.
No. Document to me is – well, that's the answer. It depends what record we're talking – what mood I'm in, what era I'm in. Some days you'll catch me, and I'll tell you it's Reckoning. Sometimes it's Life's Rich Pageant. And there was another good one. What was it called? Stories of the West came out probably.
What was it?
Emma.
All right, nobody Wild Card Games. Yes, Wild Card
Let's
Games.
Let's get to football.
Okay.
Now. Let's talk about that one then.
Right.
Cynthia Freeland, who's going to be the wild card matchups in both conferences? I know all of a sudden
we're going to
conversations about bands that were relevant about 22 years ago. Now we're getting to pro football 2016/2017 style. What are the matchups going to be in just 2 weeks from now?
Well,
or in fact, a week, not even. Like what? The ball kicks off in what, 9 days?
My goodness. So you have two of them up there so I think the Dolphins will make from the AFC, but I think Green Bay wins the NFC North and the Lions actually flip-flop them to become
to the wild card.
So it's Lions at Green Bay.
It'd be Lions at Green Bay.
Well, you know what's juicy about that? I love the idea that when that happens, that's happened a couple of times off the top of my head since I've been watching football, that you see the Week 17 matchup repeat itself in the wild card. You may also see that Ravens at Pittsburgh may well be the 3-6 matchup on the AFC side. Who else is going to get there, Freeland?
I mean, I've actually been running a lot of different scenarios.
Me too.
Have you?
I have. I love trying to figure all that math out.
So for me, obviously you got to look at what happens with the AFC West just to see. I mean, what happens there, and then you have to take a look at what the Giants do. I think the Giants, if they win this week, then it changes things.
By the way, if you're watching along with us, we appreciate the listeners on iTunes and beyond. And also, if you're watching NFL.com/DDFP or /podcast is how you can get a look at everything. Also, I tweet out every show, too, full episodes at Damashek. But anywho, yes, the Raiders are within a whisker of locking up that
the bye
there. Pittsburgh, I feel like everybody, maybe I'm paranoid, but everybody seems to have kissed them into the postseason. But, of course, if they lose to Baltimore,
there's
real jeopardy. Wouldn't surprise too many folks.
No.
No, but I think everybody
just
has.
This second.
Right.
Right.
One hiccup, too, is remember the Dolphins close with the Patriots. They close this. So, but you're saying, what if they rest everybody?
I think, if you are one of these teams on the cusp and you're rooting for certain, I guess it depends which team you want to see get
those
wild cards.
You don't rest up against Matt Moore and just walk out of there with him. You don't do that.
That's not the way these things
work. Well, you know, you do kind of want, I think if you're Pittsburgh, and I'm trying to think of who else because I've done all the different things, if you want the Colts to go into Oakland and knock them off so that the Raiders are incented to win in Week 17.
Right.
Same goes for the Patriots. You don't want them to be playing for nothing and then lay down on the road in Miami.
The Dolphins could beat the Bills this weekend and still get in with that loss with the Patriots. There's a couple of other things that have to happen, but I mean,
I think there's a lot of things that would have to happen.
But,
I mean, that's
but
that,
Denver,
and that would be
no,
my,
then you need Denver to win out.
Right. You need
to
create that muddled thing of like they're a bunch of 10 and 6 teams.
AFC West is the most like you have to figure out what happens there. So it, depending on if Oakland loses to the Colts or what happens with Kansas City,
and the Broncos and the get Casey and the Raiders. The Raiders get the Colts and the Broncos.
Yep.
But see, then you got the Titans who could win out, and well, then I guess that would eliminate the Texans.
Right. That was seventh
loss, so that's good. So that's just they're done.
The Colts' path is almost impossible.
Yeah. But they could play spoiler. I mean, to the Raiders.
Exactly. And by the way, it's kind of nice. It's liberating to know that there are probably 11 people now listening to the show after the REM tangent there. Who a lot of people.
I was in Athens, Georgia. I had to Google the album title, and I also found out that that's the name of an episode of Terminator Sarah Connor
Chronicles. Tales from the West?
No, it was whatever the album that you guys did.
Life's Rich Pageant?
Nope, it was another one.
Document?
We're down to six.
No idea.
People.
Reckoning?
Murmur?
No.
Green. Oh, I like green.
I don't like
that. Yeah. Oh, well.
That's when a lot of people tuned out. A lot of people didn't like. All right, Claybon, who's going to the postseason here, getting in the wild card round? Who's going to be on our TVs in two Saturdays and Saturday and Sunday?
In the NFC, the Packers and the Giants are going to make their way in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel pretty good about that over on that side. That's pretty much it.
Who do the Redskins close with? I know they get the Bears this week. Do we know who they close with? Because that could be. I could see the Lions losing their last two. So they play the Giants at the end of the year in Week 17.
That's the one little
wrinkle there.
We'll get to our game picks here.
The Redskins play the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll spoil this one for you right now. I think the Lions are going to win this weekend, and so they're going to secure. Pretty much. Well, I guess that would lock up a playoff.
That would lock up
with a victory there. I think they get in. I think that the Packers are going to win out these next two games, so they'll win the division. The Lions will be a wild card. That makes the Giants a wild card, and that's that. And then the Falcons will host the Giants or the when you start putting them together. That's why I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah,
because it's not that far down the way. It's exciting when you start to see them shaping up. Like, ooh. Ooh, that's a good quartet of games. For
Falcons, Lions, or yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? The Dolphins, that's to me, I'm going to say it now, and that's the most desirable matchup. If Pittsburgh can knock off the Ravens this weekend in Heinz Field, bring us the Dolphins. We'll take that rematch on behalf of all Steelers fans.
Where are you playing?
Money. In Heinz Field.
Oh, yeah.
In Heinz Field.
Anyway, you
win
fullback
the division.
Now? Say bring on the.
I'm not going to answer. We'll I'm not going to answer that nonsense. Now,
is that are you that's slot receiver? You,
is that what is you're one of those
you
may, money? You're one of those.
What
snoots?
Are you doing out there?
I'm not allowed to us and we.
No.
Let me tell you something.
You're not. This is not the Dave Damashek Steelers podcast. All right. This is the Dave Damashek football program. I expect a little more professionalism.
I don't care about that sort of thing. I us and we it all the time. I'm more invested in my team than the guy who was drafted last spring. I care more about the fate of my franchise. That's right.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, actually.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Make sure the check clears.
I'm going to go run to my meeting really quick and be right back.
Oh, yeah?
You really are going to leave right now?
I don't want to leave.
Be that way.
Listen, I don't want to, but they get real mad at me when I don't go to that meeting.
All right, scram, sis.
I'll be right back. And I'm mad at Jeff Schwartz because he always had good games against the Lions. That's why. Because he always played.
I see.
Like, he always, whatever team he's on, he was a Giant. When he was in the Vikings, lights out against the Lions.
Before you go and come back, who's the MVP right now?
The MVP right now?
Yes.
Tom Brady. Sorry.
There you have it.
Talk about a philosophical debate. I know whether or not he's worthy of that. Claybon, how say you?
On the MVP?
That's the one.
I watched the Dallas Cowboys team be dreadful with a good offensive line. They had great production from Darren McFadden. And now they've got Rain Dakota Prescott, and they're really good. And I think that he has value.
I was value sure you that was a big setup for Zeke.
Yeah, so did I. And then, right turn.
I don't see anybody being more so valuable that you've got an all-time quarterback potentially that was sent to the wayside and making a speech about it all being over.
And also Tony Romo. Who's this all-time – I mean, borderline Hall of Fame, But, yeah.
But
point
the point,
well
the,
taken,
the
right?
point I'm making is it's not just we'll put anybody in there and they have that success. If it was that easy,
I think you made the case for Zeke Elliott as a matter of fact with your lead up there because that's exactly right. Were they a winning team with Darren McFadden back there and essentially the same pieces around there?
I believe that quarterback is valuable. People always talk about how valuable it is, and I understand that Tom Brady is there, But overall, for an MVP discussion, I think it's important for us to figure out what it actually means.
Sure.
And to me, I see the value in Dak being exponentially higher than what Tom Brady has brought to the Patriots, even this year.
What? I mean, that, did you hear your sentence there? That's a pretty strong statement. Exponentially more valuable than Tom Brady is to the Patriots?
I do.
You think the Patriots still have the same record with Dak Prescott as their quarterback?
Or close to it.
See, I would disagree. I don't think they do.
I could see that. I mean, it's a wacky hypothetical discussion, but just looking at Dak and what he's done.
That's what you love, Claybon. You like the wacky hypotheticals.
Sure.
I do, yeah. It's the basis for my life.
Yeah, you like hot takes.
Why would we discuss what's actually going on when we could fabricate some existence?
Exactly. That's what I'm about, exactly. Claybon, you creep. Now I'm rooting against you in the Sheckies next week.
I think this is a product of my Chicago upbringing that I left in the past at least a half decade ago, really just any connection I felt I had with that sporting community. But during the NBA run of Michael Jordan, it just would always astound me that the team that had the best record would get the MVP. Like, oh, this year we're going to give it to Karl Malone. Oh, this year we're going to give it to Charles Barkley. No, that's not how it works. Michael Jordan's the best player, and he should win the MVP every year. The man should have 10 of them on his mantle because it was agreed upon. As great as Dak has been, and they've won a lot of games, Tom Brady, the best player in the NFL this year has been David Johnson. And I actually don't think it's close. I mean, he has been their entire offense. He's going to do something that only two other players have done in NFL history, and I don't think it can be overstated. What a magnificent, monumental achievement 1,000 and 1,000 is. I mean, 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing. It's ridiculous, and he's probably going to lock it up. He's had over 100 yards from scrimmage every single week. I mean, that's crazy.
It is remarkable. Is, and by the
isn't
way,
he like 17th in catches?
Yes.
Overall?
Yes.
It's also crazy as a side note that Roger Craig, former Niners,
never mentioned.
That isn't even in the Hall of Fame. But anywho, I'm stunned by that answer as well. I'm going to go with the guy, man. This probably, who do you think I'm going to say?
Tom Brady.
No, I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers. Listen, he has lugged that team. Another flawed team. He's on the now. He must complete the feat. If he loses one of the next two games, then no. But as it is right now, he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He put that team on his back.
Yeah, win the six in a row. Yeah.
He's the best. Now, talk about who's the best. And also, I'm going to just throw it in there. If they run the table, I think Le'Veon Bell deserves at least a little bit of consideration. I mean,
I think it's just hard to be the most valuable player when you were suspended. You know, be it for if you don't like the flake,
I get
fine.
Philosophically
if you don't like,
doing that.
I just
right.
say,
I
hey,
you
weren't there every week for your team. So you can't be the most valuable player because you missed three games.
I hear you. Yep. So, all right. Let's start the show. Yes, hi and hello, and welcome to the DDFP presented by McDonald's All Day Breakfast, and happy
the DDFP
holidays.
Dance there, Patrick.
Merry Christmas.
It's going to be in my head for the rest
happy
of the
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, and all the rest of it.
Don't forget about Krampus.
Krampus?
Be careful, Krampus, come to your place.
Good movie, I've heard.
It actually is. It's one of those, like, decent, you know, goofy, self-deprecating horror films, you know, that are kind of fun.
And it's my number one go-to when people say Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
Right.
And it's like, well, if...
Krampus.
Is Krampus a Christmas movie?
Because it is.
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
Die Hard is? Money?
A Christmas Story.
I'll go with, Christmas Story.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat. But for one, if we can veer into the TV specials, I'm going to go with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yeah. But no MVP.
No, don't go there.
I will not launch in to my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story.
You won't. You won't.
But you know what I will do? I am going to tweet that out for those who wanted it. There was a lot of...
a link to it.
Immodestly, there was a lot of acclaim. For
it was a great observation.
Telling.
No, it's tremendous.
It is spectacular.
It, pure fact. There's nobody can argue against
no.
it.
All right, I'm going to tweet that out at Damashek. You
there
see
you
MVP, some MVP people like it. It's nice.
Yeah.
What else is nice is this intro for Matt Money
that
Smith,
again, huh?
Who is
never gets old
is,
for me.
He is one half of the best radio show in all of the land. PMS 5 AM 570 in Los Angeles, or you could track it down. iHeartRadio also, one more week of NFL Fantasy Live to catch him on. And with any luck, fingers crossed, 2017, he will become the new voice, the new John Facenda.
Not going to happen.
That's Damashek's campaign. Here he is, Matt Money Smith, everybody.
Skinny legs and golden guy, and he hosts the NFL Fantasy Live. Mad Money! Skateboarded as a kid. Mad Money! He's on with Dan Lashek. Mad Money! He's Mad Money Smith.
The thing I Bang like is... The thing I really like is sometimes these things happen in the work week here, and I love the thought that there are grown human beings who went to their place of business and used resources and time to make that.
Yes.
That, that amuses me. That
was,
and then
that
they
was
got
on
paid.
The day's schedule.
And then at the end, they got paid for doing
yes.
it.
Yep.
That's dumb. Sometimes
yes.
we have discussions. Dave, we had one the other day, Bartlett and MVP and I behind the glass. We had a discussion. Dave, what do you think? Should we go with the 10-foot pole for this one, or should we go dead or alive on this one? And I said, hey, we're all getting paid.
We're all blessed, right, to be doing what we
really,
do. Right?
This is really dumb. Patrick
hey,
Claibon
up,
also, up to the minute. You watch him hosting that on NFL Network and beyond. And as I've said, a nominee for a Shecky Award in 2016.
Put pressure on you now.
Got thoroughly trounced in the voting.
Why we
which
don't
is completely understandable.
We have no
all
idea.
These people are far superior to me.
I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what that even means, Claibon. But all right.
Come on, player.
Oh.
Understand the space time
yeah.
continuum.
Yeah,
we haven't watched there. These yet. You understand?
Ah.
See, we don't know what's
Shecky's
happening.
Aren't till next week.
Right.
Ah.
Savvy.
Yeah, have not happened yet.
Yeah. Mm. There you go, fella. Now. To the matter.
What is the matter, Ann?
I don't
lost
remember.
Track.
Is Chris Paul good at basketball? You said no, and I say yes.
Oh, don't be one of those. Don't be one of
that's
those.
That's how I interpreted it.
Don't. There's no worse arguer in the world than the guy who
does the straw man.
Yeah.
No, purely joking. I see where you're coming
well,
from.
I've had believe me, I'm a defeated man when it comes to things like that because people always like. Well, you think Peyton Manning's a terrible quarterback. No, I never,
well,
you know.
That's what I remember hearing.
I get charged with that one a lot.
Yeah, I actually keep a list of logical fallacies in a tab mark mm-hmm. for Twitter arguments when people, you know, mm-hmm. go, you know, slippery slope or.
I'm gonna move on now.
Yeah, do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do
and
it.
Let's get to who are you loving as we head into a big
oh,
holiday
I got a
weekend.
Good one.
You doing anything fun there, Money? Or the gang just
yeah,
out,
I got. I'll
OC.
Be up at Berkeley for a couple days with my oldest for a lacrosse thing.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. I love Berkeley; it's my favorite town. So staying at the Durant, very much looking forward to that, and then going back to Chicago to see the family.
Ah, that's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, get a little winter in. But I'll tell you what I'm loving. You asked what my favorite Christmas film is. It is A Christmas Story. However, one of the most overlooked Christmas films and a bit of nostalgia from my childhood, I recognized is available on both Amazon Prime and Netflix. And I would encourage all the Dave Damashek football program listeners and viewers to consume it. Jim Henson's, one of his first efforts, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That yes. used to be an annual.
Yes, it was an annual.
In the lineup, but
and
now
then it got clipped. And one of the great things about it, we started talking about music and REM. One of the great things about that special is the they're not really villains, but kind of the antagonist to the protagonist, Emmett Otter and his Jug Band, is the Riverbottom Nightmare Band. And it's this awesome prog rock metal band in this kid's special with like killer keys, like a Hammond B, you know, an organ and this great guitar riff. And the guy that does the voice of Cookie Monster drops this Riverbottom Nightmare Band. And it's just the greatest scene in a kid's special ever, that particular moment. So
by
I would
way,
encourage, that's what I'm loving.
I love that. And you know, in my home with Football Baby, I have, rediscovered the pleasures like Elmo has had this you know has obscured all other Muppet characters largely even though they've tried to bring back Kermit and Miss Piggy. It seems like Elmo is the this generation's favorite character
yeah.
but I've rediscovered Grover and he's
Grover's
way
amazing.
Better
Grover's
so much
amazing.
Better than Elmo,
not even close.
Do you know? He's so
not
much
bad.
Better than Elmo.
Super Grover.
Claibon, you're soon to be a father. Please be on the right side of history here and go Grover.
Go Grover?
Yeah.
yeah.
You don't need no Elmo.
Yeah, no Elmo.
Noted.
No Elmo. Go ahead, Claibon. Who are you loving this week?
This weekend I'm loving Jadeveon Clowney taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And as a guy that's had microfracture surgery and as a guy who's been the opponent of Takesman for years, ever since he was in South Carolina, you know, the same people that are upset with players, you know, voicing their ability to have a personal decision on whether or not they play football. Skip a bowl game. People have been murdering this guy, and he's been destroying the league for the past few weeks. Yep. And he's not even 100% right now. Mm-hmm. But to see him go out there and do it, I love it.
He and some other guys on that Texans defense have kept the Houston Texans 2016 season relevant while Brock Osweiler struggled. And, yeah, I mean, I would indulge that conversation about the Leonard Fournette and McCaffrey and beyond.
I don't think you'd get any pushback. I think we'd all be on the same side.
I think everybody room, at least. The reason I see everybody weighing in on this, I'm not sure outside of Danny Cannell, Kirk Herbstreit, and some mouth breathing. Donors. The guys that are contributing to the university. Why would anybody care? Why would you?
Sun Bowl, man.
It's the Sun Bowl.
Sun Bowl.
I get it.
Get out there in a Sun Bowl, man.
Where it becomes a legitimate issue is if it's Derrick Henry last year in the title game,
which will never happen. I can't imagine. And if it does, whatever. Fine.
Yeah, that's what people have asked. Like, well, what if it happens then? And it's like, well, a guy has a personal decision.
Exactly.
What am I going to do to limit his ability to make that decision? Nothing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Plus, I think the other issue is, that especially that position. I mean, Christian McCaffrey gave him 700 carries. Like, the amount of work that he gave Stanford is insane. So you want to sit out. And I think what people don't understand about bowls, if you talk to coaches in college, they'll tell you what they love most about bowls. It's 15 practices. Is that they get 15 practices. And in those practices, guess who's not practicing? The guys that are going to the NFL. It's all the young guys, and they look at it as this nice bonus that they get because of the new rules surrounding NCAA football, limiting them for practice times and how many practices they can have. So Bryce Love was going to get all that work anyway instead of Christian McCaffrey in those practices. McCaffrey might play a little bit in the Sun Bowl, but barely. So it's not like it's that big of a deal.
All right. By the way,
Coach Shaw
is here. Cynthia Freeland.
Oh, she's back.
Back in here.
There we go.
What? Wait a second.
Oh yeah, there we go. It's Freeland.
Mama Freeland is up in this piece.
Yes.
Cut to her behind the glass there. Let's say hello to her.
There we go. There's the big wave. All right. Perfect.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, you're not the only one followed by Mama Freeland anymore, pal.
I know.
Right, this guy get in
on
that action.
I feel a little, I'm not going to jive you, I feel a little betrayed by Mama Freeland.
Well,
that she decided to follow Matt Money Smith.
She is not interested in a single suitor lifestyle, right? She wants more than, she wants multiple Twitter suitors.
Hello, Mama Freeland. How are you, and happy holidays?
I didn't get to give you guys a hug.
Well, you can come in here and do that, but we want to kibitz with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Second, okay. First.
Got to have the microphone in front of you.
If you had to choose.
No, not if.
Here we go.
You have to choose.
You must
not
choose.
Not if, you have to choose.
The first question is, let's start easy. Who's the most handsome fella in this room?
Well, that's easy. I mean, it's Patrick. It's
right.
He's
close.
Pretty good looking.
Yeah, he is. Much better looking
but
than us.
You guys have good potential.
It's okay.
See, there we
you don't
go.
Have to
talk.
We're realists here.
Whatever
we
potential I had,
it's not even
is long
close.
Gone. That ship sailed 20 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not even close.
That was just a true.
That was the softball.
I had to make sure there's no jive in you, Mama Freeland.
No jive.
Now the real question.
Here it comes.
Oh, good.
You have to choose one.
Okay.
To the exclusion of the other forever.
I can do this.
Matt Money Smith or Dave Dameshek?
Oh. I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I'm afraid you have to.
No, you can.
I'm afraid you have
It's okay.
To.
It's okay. When you say my name, Dave will be totally
I'll
comfortable
be cool
with it.
With that. That's fine.
He'll be fine with it.
I'm going to confer with Emma to help.
I may
oh,
not.
I'm doomed.
I may or may not have to block you.
I'm doomed.
We'll find out about that.
I'm doomed.
We'll
I
see.
Get no chance.
I'm loving. This is easy, obviously. What do you think I'm loving? I'm loving the
Mama Freeland.
Christmas.
That's who I'm loving. That's why she likes me the best.
That's so cheap. Where's your honor, sir?
Honor? What's that?
It's about that W, man.
Any dignity in
nope.
left inside
you, how long have you known
Emma
me?
MVP got.
Really?
Oh. Emma!
Well, she's a celebrity in Mama Freeland's eyes.
Her menus are just so
brilliant.
Clever.
Yeah. Do we have any of those menus coming up this week, Emma VP? Oh, we're not doing them this week. See? She's already a prima donna. She has been rehired, though, as the – wait, I don't want to bring that up yet. Yes, we're thinking of rehiring her as our head writer.
Okay.
I like that.
Who do I have to call?
It's under consideration.
Okay.
Committee of one. That's what
got
all
it.
Things
– my vote. Yes.
Shecky
you got
Award
votes
related.
Me too.
I'm loving the Christmas night, not since Balboa and Drago got it on in Moscow with the premiere hovering over them. Has there been such a sporting event of massive significance since with the Ravens rolling into Heinz Field to face the Steelers, AFC North crown? Presumably, at least hanging in the balance. My words are terrible. Presumably. No, it's.
I think that's right.
I don't think so. It probably, though, is hanging in the balance here. There's still a couple of things that.
Yeah.
If the Steelers win, it is their crown.
Right.
If the Ravens win,
at least
they could still
control.
Have a hiccup the following
week. So that
puts
it in the balance. That
right.
puts it in the balance.
Agreed.
Right.
It's
more
on the scale.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. They're not going to. Anywho, point is, yes, I'm excited about that. Right. And unless the Steelers lose, then I won't be excited about it. Freeland, what are you loving this week?
Tom Savage. Anyone else?
Ooh, yeah, I like it.
It's listen.
Of course you like it, Shaq.
I like seeing a guy take it. Though this is Bill O'Brien's pick. This is Bill O'Brien's dude. Obviously, things weren't working out with Brock Osweiler the way that they had hoped. The playoff berth is on the line because no one else from this division is getting into the playoffs. So whoever wins is in, and that's about it. And we're seeing some. You know, I like when someone gets a chance like that. You know, like he's been.
I hope that to be the case. By the way, I love Week 17 winning in, losing out. Titans beat the Jags, Texans beat the Bengals, and here it is, the head-to-head for a playoff.
And anecdotally, again, I mean, I don't have the numbers to support this, but it always does feel to me like when you are playing amount to playoff games, those teams enter the playoffs on a roll.
Yeah.
And they tend to show up. I mean, they don't they don't just meekly go out the following week. They tend to.
But I like that. I like that O'Brien's ball. We're trying this. You know what I mean? Like
it's about time.
A chance, but you know, like I don't know. I guess I go more for I don't want to not like Brock Osweiler. I want to see this kid fourth rounder from Pittsburgh. Like didn't have a lot of film on him. He didn't play his whole college career the same way that we see some of these. Like you have tons of film on Jared Goff from college. You don't have as much on Savage. It took a chance.
I think he was Gil Brandt's favorite guy, if I remember
right.
Like Savage was a Gil Brandt guy. He was all over Savage.
But people still tweeting about him today.
Yeah.
There was about a fortnight before the draft where all of a sudden Tom Savage became super hot name,
and then people started to shoot that back down. You really expect me to give this guy a second? No, I'm not taking him in the second round.
You know how Damashek evaluates QBs. I'm the QB. Yes.
Did he go to Pitt or did he not? That's
how
you evaluate.
I look at them, and that's all I need. I just need to physically size them up. No. I watch him, and I say, that guy looks like he cuts the figure. The way he slings it, the way he moves around, that guy's got – NFL level QB written all over him.
Yep.
I've only missed on. I said that about Derek Carr out of that draft class. I hit on that one. I think you would be. We would agree. Ryan Mallett, my biggest swing.
I could have told you if you would have met me. Just because
as recently,
I don't know what he was up to off the field. I'm just talking about how he looks out on the gridiron.
But there's something about there are some character things that are they transfer to the field.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. Yeah, I don't see.
No process is perfect.
Not a psychologist. Not a psychologist.
That's not what I'm about.
But the numbers of your process have been very good.
They have been good. You can play your games with me. I have rightly said before. I wish I just had. You know what? If I put them down in pen somewhere.
Where were you at on Alex Smith? Where were you at on Aaron Rodgers coming out of Cal?
Well, that's not a fair one to throw out at me when you know he was transformed once he got to Green Bay.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to listen. I like Daryl Morey is constantly tweaking his model. I'm trying to figure out what I'm putting into my algorithm.
I liked Aaron Rodgers,
but
he was transformed.
Me and Kahneman, we do it together. Diversity.
Okay. So now we're through with that. We talked to Johnny Hecker, punter extraordinaire.
What the heck?
Of the LA Rams earlier in the week. As promised, he was positively delightful. He has a natural sort of mirth about him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to try too hard to be funny. We kibitzed about this, that, and the other, including what? We talked, the emergence of punter celebrating. Marquette King really started. Well, Pat McAfee, I guess, really started this. In fact, it might be the most entertaining position group in all of sports all of a sudden. NFL punters.
And credit Marcus Grant. I saw it on his Twitter feed yesterday, who said, are we going to have an isolation cam on both McAfee and King? I mean, this is the ultimate punter showdown between the Colts and the Raiders.
And there's kind of a little salt in between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, McAfee doesn't like it.
You don't want to share the spotlight.
I've been here for a little while, everybody. Yep. Yeah, he didn't like that some people went out and said Marquette King was a Pro Bowl snub. Ooh. He doesn't care for that.
Can't be too upset when people drive on the road that you built. You know, you got to kind of look at it.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, I like that. One there. I like well that. Done. Well done. Nice.
I made this.
I like that. You made that phrase.
Darn right you did.
No, Patrick Claibon. Here, let's take a look at some Johnny Hecker. Why have punters now emerged? I mean, I think it even transcends pro football. Mm. Why are punters now the funniest position group in sport? What happened there?
I don't know. I really think, you got to think Pat McAfee kind of started a revolution. There's a guy that wasn't afraid to kind of be outspoken, but in a fun way.
Trailblazer. You took your hat to him, right?
Yeah, Pat was a guy that really, really said, hey, punters can be funny, can have fun, and celebrate on the field a little bit, and it's not a bad thing. You know, if your production matches your celebrations and your attitude, then why not go for it?
Man of the Year nominee, Pro Bowler, the best L.A. Ram this side of Aaron Donald, at least.
It's funny, you know.
This side of Aaron Donald, that's funny.
It is funny. Like, if you go to practice, and, you know, I think we've all been to practices before, you see the specialists, and the kickers are doing their ball tricks. And it's just so funny how differently the punters are viewed than the kickers. Like, you talk to the football players, and like, whatever, the kickers are their stupid soccer trick, whatever. You know, but then you say, punter, oh, listen now. That guy, like, they have respect for the punters. That's a different. It's funny how differently they're viewed by their own teammates. Punters are kind of considered football players because of the field position battle and the and they're typically bigger guys. I mean, you sat next to Hecker. He's a big dude.
He's like six four. Yeah,
he is large, no man. Small guy. So it is just funny. I think kind of the way that both specialists both kick the ball, but. Regular, you know, 22 guys that are playing on offense or defense. You just ask them about the punter. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
I'm going to have to punt on the discussion.
Yeah. Oh, hey now. Oh. Look what he did there.
Up against the clock.
Boom.
All right. Yeah,
boom. Oh, yeah. I got like 5 minutes, too.
Oh, no. All right. Okay. Well, I was going to just about to ask these two great minds what they could with word that the Chargers might be. Yeah, Mrs. Freeland, why don't you come in here and sit down with us? That'd be nice. That's a good idea.
Listen, I got catching up to do, man. I got to make the picks, too.
I hear you.
You know, I'm in a hole here.
Well,
I'm in a hole.
Oh, Mama Freeland.
Oh, look at that.
You're nice.
Look at that. Oh, it would have been so much better if you would have just shaken my hand and been like, if I you don't get the hug. Oh, on this side. Okay.
So she can kiss you.
Turn into. Oh, money just went for lips.
I did. I tried.
Money just tried to put it right on the mouth.
Where's Art? Is Art in there? Listen, Art.
That was a little too forward.
I'm going to take a different exit out of here.
I don't know if I like that. But money just did there. Well, here, put this on.
That's okay. Neither did I.
Put on the headset there. Yeah, no, we can't hear you.
Now we can.
Uh-oh.
There we go. All right.
Your hair looks good.
Your hair looks nice.
It got rained on.
It's the humidity.
Okay.
That's right. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome to Studio 66.
This is so exciting.
It is. Well, it's just
Los Angeles. Welcome to Tinseltown.
Cynthia Freeland. Yeah, this is it. This is your show right? experience. This is pretty good, right?
Is it everything you dreamed it was?
I thought the guys in show business were supposed to be handsome. That's what Mama Freeland's thinking.
Not always. Not always.
No. We're character actors.
I couldn't believe how many people go into the podcast as I'm sitting here out there watching.
It's a major ridiculous. Production.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. It's great.
People get paid to do this nonsense. Their parents must be like, this is what you did. Your mom and I shared a bed 20-some years ago, 30-some years ago for this, you know?
Yeah.
This is what you amounted to?
I know, but.
Some men are some people raise doctors and other people raise, senators. And this is what you turned out.
You're the creative force for the Dave Damashek football program. Yeah. Yes.
It's a shame.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
It's a shame for them. All right. Let's get into it then.
Okay.
It's time. You ready to sing here, Mama Freeland?
Oh, no. I thought we were going to talk about the Lions.
No.
We are.
It's time for the Red Challenge flag picks.
Woo!
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Well done.
That was pretty good.
I listened to the paddy.
Yeah,
I know.
Well done.
I know. But I like how your daughter cued you at the top. Go now.
Right.
She's always cueing me, though, about everything.
Oh, boy.
Is that right?
Little Miss Know-It-All.
That's
huh?
the way she is.
Enough of that. I know what you're talking about here.
Okay. You have three daughters, so you know.
Oh, I was speaking specifically to your daughter.
Oh.
Okay. Money gets me going sometimes on our show, and I just can't stop laughing.
A little bit.
All right.
It's what we do. Like to have fun. Right, Dave?
I like to have fun.
Me too.
What's not going to be fun? Because both these teams desperately need the victory.
You know what my hobbies are? Having fun. you look in the media guide and you see under my hobbies, I like to play video games and I like to have fun.
You know what? That was a new award. That's a new award on the in the Shecky Awards 2016 is favorite passion of 2016.
Is my daughter going to get a Shecky Award?
Well, time will tell. Only time will tell. But
wait till next week.
You know, fingers crossed. But I will tell you that among my chief passions of 2016, eating food, drinking booze, and doing stuff that I like to do.
But what are the stuff you like to do?
That's it. That's the passion.
Those
just
are my passions.
Doing stuff.
Whatever he wants.
Those
okay,
are some
got
of
it.
My passions. All right, let's get to the matter at hand. The Vikings, the Packers, Cynthia Freeland. Choose.
Packers.
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 And I think this one's easy, right?
Right.
Mama Freeland, I'll say.
Packers.
Yeah. All right. I think dejected Lion fan. Packers.
Well, the thing is, I think it's exciting. It sets up a humongous game in the Motor City in Week 17.
Yep.
That's great fun. That's what you want. High stakes ball game.
Exactly what we anticipated.
Biggest game.
It is.
Biggest game played there since Super Bowl 40, probably. The Vikings, it's hard to make any case for the Vikings after the performance that they just threw out there against the Colts
at home. The interesting storyline there is the they're going to bring Sam Bradford back next year. Like that to me is, I was like, really? And they treated it as though it was like a foregone conclusion. Well, of course they're going to bring Sam Bradford.
Well, why wouldn't they, though? I'm not sure.
What did they sign the deal for?
It's a manageable
dollar
figure for him.
Oh, I thought he was a free agent.
No.
Oh, well, then I'm the dummy.
It's a two-year deal.
I'm the dummy.
Yeah. So,
oh, there we go. So, of course, they're going to bring him back.
They're going to bring him back. Whether or not they bring him back, then it's like being like, I really love Brock Osweiler, Texans, to try to, like, pump up his value so other teams would be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a
– I hear you, but I do think – I mean, I don't know who they're going to get. Teddy Bridgewater, it sounds
like a bad injury.
Sounds tough for him. He's not. If he does come back, it doesn't sound like he's going to be ready to roll at the start of next season. All right. Nice and clean. Here we go. Let's pace it up here.
Oh, here we go.
Colts, Raiders, Matt Money Smith, choose.
I choose the Raiders. The autumn wind.
Me too.
Mama Freeland.
Me too.
If you want,
I think it's going to be a close game, though.
I don't
think
disagree.
It's going to be like Raiders by a million. I think it's going to be a very tight game. Both have very great offenses, high octane, able to put points as well, and both have very vulnerable defenses. I mean, we've seen them get off to, like, the Colts get off to a really hot start and people not be able to catch up. So I don't think this is a slam dunk. This is going to be, you know, not one for them. I don't think they'll sleep on it, but it's not one for them to think about.
There's a reason why the Colts are 7-7, and it's because Andrew Luck has to do everything. Everything.
Yes.
He has to get rid of the ball quickly. He has to throw into double coverage. He has a 35-year-old running back that he has got to relieve the pressure of the defense stacking the box by, again, passing while he is under immense pressure. He takes hits. Like, if you just watch Colts games and see how much that one guy – we were talking about the MVP earlier. You can make a case for Andrew Luck at 7-7 that he's the MVP of the league. I mean, that is how important he is to that team. They would not have three wins if he – they wouldn't have two wins if he wasn't their quarterback.
You remember we interviewed Ryan Grigson the day after he got the job in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
And great guy. It seemed like a delightful fellow and everything. But I got to say, man, that is – that organization, that is
done.
No one has been given less. I try to make the case always for Aaron Rodgers. I've made it for Ben Roethlisberger that, you know, on some level I feel like psychologically that the decision makers, the personnel guys, kind of look at it and somewhere in their head kind of feel like, well, it's not essential that we fix that offensive line because our guy is running away from the trouble and we're thriving offensively in spite of not having a dominant offensive line. Aaron Rodgers has been fixed largely. Mike Munchak and some draft picks have fixed the Steelers situation, but Andrew Luck is still out there just twisting.
But
on his
That's the job, though. You know what I mean? Like, if that becomes an open job, either the GM or
you're like,
okay, I'm in. Let's do it.
If you're a coach, you want to make sure you get a GM there with you.
Correct.
Jim Harbaugh would take that one. I guess it's the Bears gig that you always hear that he wants.
Yeah.
The thing with the Raiders is, real quick, is beware. Bruce Irvin is playing better, at least. And Khalil Mack, what if you throw Alden Smith in there? That's a Super Bowl team, I think,
for the
AFC. We'll worry about that later on.
I would love to see them in the Super Bowl.
I said we were going to pace it up, and I keep flapping my gums here. Broncos, Chiefs, Mama Freeland, choose.
The Chiefs. Good pick, Mom.
Go ahead. Throw the red challenge.
I'm not going. I can't. I can't even do it. Good job, Mama.
Good answer.
I know. I watch sports TV a lot.
Sports TV. By the way, I agree with the previous one. I'm going Raiders in a close one, a shootout. I think I had it at 35-31, something like that. I think this one is the opposite of that and not high scoring, even as it was in Mile High a few weeks ago, and maybe the game of the year, I think. Well, that was pretty close to game of the year stuff, Chiefs and Broncos in Denver. Either way, I think it's a low score here, and the Chiefs survive it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
We're all together.
Yep.
We'll save the Christmas night game for last. But now we will let the most objective person at this table start us off.
Oh yeah.
Lions, Cowboys in Big D, Matt Money Smith. Jeez.
All right, I'm gonna just kinda open the target up here. I'm going Cowboys.
I'm throwing the red challenge flag. Freeland, go
right
ahead.
To the gut.
Are you taking the Lions?
I am taking.
Then throw the red challenge flag. Not at them.
You got to throw it at me. Throw it at me. Thank you. Both on the right side of the gut there.
Yeah. She threw it really hard.
That was good. That was fine.
Freeland,
you should throw it.
You're going to eat it because that's how little you believe in your hometown Detroit Lions.
I'm staying true.
What is a nice season?
I'm staying true to my brand, so my numbers say the Cowboys by a touchdown.
Oh, that's a lot more than I would have thought. I would have thought maybe a field goal.
And you love touchdowns. I know that from fantasy football.
Well, you know what? The fantasy fans like touchdowns.
Right.
And I like to give the fantasy fans what they want.
Oh, I get attacked by my colleagues on Fantasy and Friends for all year long saying Carlos Hyde is a good running back option in fantasy. And they're he's touchdown dependent.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Well, fortunately, he scores some of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the point is there. But anywho, go ahead, Freeland. Tell us why your Lions are not going to get past
Mack and Company.
Well, there's this thing, and it's the O-line for the Dallas Cowboys. And they've been playing just so consistently, even when the other pieces have seemingly been a little bit more having a little bit more of a struggle. The consistency of that line provides them the ability to make the run game go, make the passing game go. And the Detroit Lions defense, they've had some games, but Darius Slay isn't playing. That's a big loss for them. And that's you remember he's like a good one to follow on Twitter. He's real. The quarterback. Yeah, he's got a lot of funny things to say. He calls himself now Big Play Slay after Big Play CJ retired.
See Mississippi State. Slay. Sorry.
S-L-A-Y. I'll look it up.
I do like – I heard a broadcaster say the other day that he made Darius Slay knocked a would-be deep ball away from the receiver, and they said that's why they call him Big Play Slay. That's why they call him Big Play Slay. And I was thinking, well, also because it rhymes with Big Play rhymes.
Yes.
Right.
Also.
But also like Big Play CJ is what Calvin Johnson used to call – that was like his Twitter handle and all that stuff. So. And it is Mississippi State. Good job, Money. Of course you knew that.
I want to tell
you, before I jump in, I just think the Lions, I play who's more desperate. I know that's simplistic, but which team?
How old is Darius Slay?
He is 25.
So he and Dak Prescott played together then.
He's about to be 26.
So they were teammates on this. So now, too bad he's not out there.
Darius Slay's revealing all the secrets to his teammates.
He's a New Year's baby, January 1st, 1991.
I like the desperate team. Unless you're junk, if you're a junk team, then it doesn't make a difference. But the Lions recognize that this is a massive game for them. A game that, by the way, up in New Jersey last week, if you actually watched the Lions and Giants game, that one has to stick in the craw of Detroit fans. Everybody, as soon as that game ended, and maybe even before it did, people are, the Giants are the most dangerous team in the NFC now. Look out for the Giants and everything else, and they deserve all that noise. However, the Lions could have won that game up in New York. A couple of things went against Zach Zenner's fumble.
Brutal fumble.
And Odell Beckham's touchdown, Sterling Shepard runs right through the DB and pushes him into the back of the end zone and clears the room for him. They could have had that one. I think they show up in Big D and win this one.
I do too.
I hope so as a fan, but numbers do not
agree. The one thing that I don't get is I don't get the whole Matthew Stafford MVP thing. I mean,
I'm with you.
He's had like 8 games where he's thrown a single touchdown, or I think he's got 5 with 0 touchdowns so thrown. It's people, like, how does that work?
People talk about that stat about how he is tied for the most fourth quarter comebacks, blah, blah, blah. And to me, that means you've played 3 crappy quarters before it. It doesn't necessarily, like, yes, you have to be clutch, but like it's, and I don't know what clutch means. That's a whole nother discussion. But like, yes, you have to like get it done in the fourth quarter when it really matters. But let's put together some solid games where it's not coming down to the fourth quarter against someone you were supposed
let's
to
not
be
play like crap
touchdown.
In the first half. I
hear those arguments, and in fact, Freeland, we've had this debate a little bit over the course of the season as it's gone along here. And one, the main thing I would point to is this is what happens with gunslingers, and I like gunslingers, and they make the game more fun for the fans and everything else. But this is the same charge you could make against John Elway or Brett Favre or Ben Roethlisberger. These guys, that's what gunslingers do. They are not always surgical, drive after drive on the money. They throw games away. They throw quarters away, and they put their team behind the eight ball. But then they play John Wayne. They play hero at the end, and they win the game. In the age of fantasy football, it is hard to make a case for Matt Stafford. But winning games in the clutch, that does still matter. Yeah.
It does matter.
Not MVP, though. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Zeke Elliott. It's like, wait a minute. We've got plenty of great MVP candidates.
3-4 weeks ago, when they just kept winning those games in the fourth quarter, I was on board. No, I didn't think he would win it, but I thought that you could make a case for him there.
Maybe. If they win some playoff games, maybe. But
and the other thing I would say, too, with Matt Stafford is who are his weapons that he's using out there? Maybe part of that has to do with that. And Theo Riddick hasn't been available
for
a lot of the
season. That's my fantasy note. If there's no Theo Riddick in this game, Golden Tate becomes a much better option because all of his
every target
goes every target. So if you're a fantasy player and you're debating Golden Tate, wait to see the status of Theo Riddick. If no Theo Riddick, then Golden Tate.
There we go.
All right.
Bonus nugget.
You ready?
Bonus.
Ready.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
Ready, Mama Freeland?
I'm ready.
Cynthia Freeland, Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens, the stakes, the AFC North crown. Mm-hmm. Choose.
I'm going Primanti Brothers on this one. The math says Primanti Brothers. That's a very popular
flag. Go ahead, Money. I want to throw the flag.
I want to throw
You want to do it out of spite.
I do.
You want to ruin my holiday.
I do. I would like to ruin your holiday, but I can't. I got. Unfortunately, you're going to take the Steelers, right?
I'm going to take the Steelers. I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to take them 13-10.
I am
13-10. Yeah.
Don't be sorry to me.
He's a Steelers fan. So for me, no Jimmy Smith. That's huge.
Huge.
I agree.
Like that is
massive.
Gigantic.
That's the
he
big
is.
Difference.
It is a funny thing. I always talk about the. You know, I have my dumb Jenga theory that if you take the wrong piece out of the franchise equation, the whole thing implodes. Weirdly, Jimmy Smith is that guy for the Ravens.
And also,
they've been bad against the pass all year. You know,
correct.
So it's not like they've been great, but Jimmy Smith has been the one bright spot there. And without him, man, that's just brutal.
It's brutal. And you've got a really good pass catcher on, playing for the Steelers.
Not familiar with him. Who's that?
And the other thing I've been really digging into, because we did this for, ahead of the Thursday Night Football, which is on Sunday, whatever, is the different, the Lev Bell difference. When Lev Bell, so when you're watching the game and you watch Le'Veon Bell, his ability to create positive yards and keep the downs and distance manageable is the key to this offense. So he gets stuffed, which is hit at or behind the line of scrimmage, less than anyone else. The Ravens have been able to stuff him more than any other team, but that's still not that significant. Then when they came back from that game, Ben Roethlisberger was coming off of injury. It was kind of like a mishmash. The first 3 quarters, they couldn't get their offense together. If you rewatch that game.
Sure.
In the last quarter, they did start to pull it together. It was not a normal Steelers game, but, coming off of injury, there's a lot of question marks. You've got Ladarius Green now, who functions as a second pass catcher. If he's
may
available.
Not be available
right,
with
if he's
the
available.
Concussion.
Right.
Right.
The other big potential absence, of course, for the Steelers is Stephon Tuitt, their best defensive player this year. All due respect to Ryan Shazier when he's out there. He's a dynamic playmaker, but Tuitt is getting a huge push against everybody, against any team that they go up against. You see Stephon Tuitt in the backfield. It's funny with Le'Veon Bell. I'm not comparing him overall necessarily to Barry Sanders, but he is the anti-Sanders. I don't mean to bring you down. I don't want to upset you two Lions ladies,
Today is the
day to
97 do it. 90 in 1997. Today in 1997 was the day he had rushed for his 2000th.
When better yard. Than to slightly disparage him?
Right.
Then.
Yep.
It was
Don't
19 years ago.
Barry Sanders used to love to dance. He used to love to dance to hit the home run, but very often he would get to halftime and he would be 9 carries for 11 yards. Kind of thing. That's the thing about Le'Veon Bell is he doesn't turn the ball over, one, and two, he always falls forward. He always
I'm telling you,
makes
the positive yardage makes a big
he
difference.
He always makes a yard.
He has the most yards after the catch of any running back by like 150 yards because they use him in that short game. He has the third most yards after contact, and he's played 3 less games than everyone else. Yep. So, I mean, he's just insane.
Your thoughts?
I might have to change my opinion after this.
No, it's good.
You're already
you're on the right side. You're on the right side.
Where did Le'Veon Bell go to college?
Michigan State.
Crushed it.
He was a heavier
fella back
then.
Well, I would hope she knew that. Huh? I mean, right? It's your hometown team.
What are you, Michigan State?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Well, I got 2 questions here. Michigan State. We lived right next to Michigan State.
Oh, you went there, too.
And I went there. Oh, I forgot that.
Also,
there we go.
You ready?
Write me a note? I love notes.
Here we
this
go.
Is like
not going to write you a note. I'm just going to – I'm a little nervous. Where did Blake Ezor go to school?
Blake Ezor?
Yeah, Blake Ezor.
Michigan State.
Yeah, that's right. One of the finest mullets football has ever known. That beautiful blonde mane coming out of the back
she
of that helmet.
She cut me a mullet. We don't need to talk about
there's
it.
One more, there's one more question.
Uh-oh, go.
You've already been asked it about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, no, I can't
Matt
pick.
Money Smith or Dave Damashek.
I can't do it.
You know what? I can tell you're on the Dave Damashek football program, and so you would feel it would be insulting to say
Emma.
Well done.
No, not Emma. Emma wasn't one of the options. Emma VP has nothing to do with this.
But she's so cute.
It has nothing to do with anything about what she looks like or what.
But here's the deal. I would have loved. I'm a retired school teacher. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have Emma in
class. Why not me or Money? We're both bright fellows.
Horrible to have me in your class. You would hate me as a student. You know you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Mom was not known for being very tough on her students.
Oh, yeah? Well, then maybe we'd get along.
Right? I tried.
She had fun. Yep.
I did.
I was a wiseacre in the class. Was that bad for you to have a wiseacre?
They always ended up sitting next to me because they always wanted to talk when they shouldn't have.
That was the thing. It was like, okay, yes, David, very funny, but we really do have to get to the pre-algebra that we're doing today, and I couldn't stop. And then they would have to do that.
It was a performance. It was a look at me.
That's right. That's exactly.
He was a narcissist from a young age.
I'm never a narcissist. Listen, Mama Freeland, I want you to know something. Okay. I'm not a narcissist.
He's just egocentric.
I'm vain, and my vanity is what requires your attention. It's not that I feel that what I have to say is more important. It's that I'm vain. That's all.
Well, I waved to you the other day, a big wave from the car.
I know.
So that would help your – I was thinking –
Your vanity, yeah.
That's it. Matt Money Smith, on the other hand. No. I
just a jerk.
That's right.
That's all.
He's just a mixer. That's all he is. He just wants trouble. That's all he seeks. He doesn't care if he's in it.
No, he wants touchdowns in fantasy football.
That's right. That's all that I
That's
want.
That's who you That's want. It. That Matt Money Smith.
That's it.
That's what he wants.
Over
That's
a it. Head case like Damashek. Emma VP gets the vote over both of us.
Yes, Sick. Emma VP.
Which is the right choice. Right. It's the right choice.
Hey, listen, Matt Money Smith, have safe travels and a great time in Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you.
South side with everybody.
Yep.
Get 3 fingers, nay, 4 fingers of booze with
Uncle
your
Woody.
Uncles.
Listen, let me tell you something, kid. When you grow up, here's just take this advice from me. If you're going to pour a drink for somebody, just put your 4 fingers up to that glass, and you know it's 4 fingers of booze. Not 3. I want 4 fingers of booze. That's how a man pours a drink.
Mama Freeland, when someone says they want a glass of booze,
oh, yeah.
What kind of
you
booze
know
are
this.
They saying?
What kind of booze?
Somebody says, hey, booze, let's go.
What are
booze,
they asking?
Booze.
Give me some booze.
Booze. Give me some booze. What are you pouring them?
Whiskey.
Yeah. Mama.
Yeah,
4 fingers
go.
Now. 4
four
fingers.
That's right. That's
I want
right.
4 fingers, not 3.
I didn't
I
know that
4.
Till today.
Yeah, 4 fingers
What about
of booze.
2? What if you're a light drinker?
Where are we? Utah? Come on. 4 fingers of booze. 4.
Mama and Papa Freeland have a great time in Southern
Thank
California
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Around
for having
the Christmas
me.
Time. Cynthia, have a wonderful time. Bartlett, yep. Emma VP, Lara, the professor. Who is behind the professor today? Oh, the pirate. I'm sorry. The pirate.
Oh, there we go.
Happy holidays to all of you, and happy holidays to you out there, wherever you are.
Let's
Enjoy
wave.
The holidays. Oh. And remember, at least you're not a Browns fan. Hey, right?
Right.
No matter what happens in your game.
Hey, do they win this week? Do they win this week?
Maybe.
This is their only shot, right?
They might
win this one. I think
they got a shot. Yeah.
Happy holidays. Right. We'll talk to you after. Oh, before I forget, right after this, I'm saying goodbye, but me and Ike Taylor sat down and did a special 10-minute discussion, a time machine football, Ike's favorite memories from the Ravens and Steelers rivalry. It's great stuff there.
I can't wait to watch
Stick
that.
Around for that or look it up on YouTube. That's
I'm now
good
jutting
stuff.
Out my chin, trying to make a stronger jaw. Look how strong my jaw is.
I hope you get Life's Rich Pageant in your stocking, and we'll talk to you after Christmas in front of the New Year's to get you all set for Week 17. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven. Oh, and don't forget Shecky Awards, December 27th.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, I won't.